Good morning. We'll call the Senate Finance Committee meeting to order. We're in Juneau. Today is February 19th, 2024. It's 9 a.m. With me this morning are Chairman Stedman, Chairman Olson, Senator Bishop, Senator Merrick, Senator Keel, and Senator Wilson should be joining us shortly. This morning, we have an overview of the governor's FY25 budget amendments with us to present those amendments to the committee. Our Lacey Sanders, Director of OMB, please come forward, identify yourself, and proceed with your presentation.
Good morning. Thank you, Chair Hoffman. Members of the Senate Finance Committee, for the record, my name is Lacey Sanders. I am the Director of the Office of Management and Budget for the Office of the Governor. Today, as noted, I will be presenting an overview of the Governor's amendments that were released last week on February 14th. As we've noted earlier, per statute, requests are submitted to the legislature for consideration by the 30th legislative day, which was February 14th. And the slides before you, I'm going to start with a high-level overview of the changes or the impacts from these changes, and then we'll walk through the details later in the slides. So beginning on slide number 2, for the committee, we have provided an updated fiscal summary, reflecting both the 2024 management plan plus supplementals and the FY 2025 governor's amended budget. The amendments that were provided were both for the fiscal year 2025 budget as well as supplemental items that that the governor put forward with the package amending the prior supplemental budget that was forwarded to the committee. For 2025, the operating budget amendments total $326 million. The majority of that is $295 million of federal receipts, and the unrestricted general funds total $20.8 million. And again, I'll walk through the details of what makes up that total as we go through the slides. The capital budget for 2025 reflects a decrease of $11.7 million in general funds and a decrease of $52 million in federal receipts for a total overall change of $58.3 million. In the FY 2024 supplemental, we have included a breakdown further with lines dated 214 for the committee's awareness. There are $500,000 in operating unrestricted general fund supplemental amendments and $15.5 million total in federal, supplementals for the capital budget. Overall, 2024 projects a surplus of $344 million, as shown at the bottom of the slide, and the overall projected deficit for fiscal year 2025 reflects a deficit of just under $1 billion. Happy to take any questions before I move to the next slide.
Obviously, the major question is how are we going to address the $1 billion shortfall?
Chair Hoffman,
since we have to have a balanced budget.
Thank you for that. The governor's budget still proposes a draw from the Constitutional Budget Reserve Fund and the Statutory Budget Reserve Fund for the purposes of the budget that he put forward.
I think that it's been stated at this table several times last year and this year that the legislature is highly unlikely to go down the path of spending funds from the Constitutional Budget Reserve account. Does the administration have any other alternatives besides the Constitutional Budget Reserve account, which is a very, very high standard? To get access to the Constitutional Budget Reserve account requires a three-quarter vote in each body. And I would say that particularly this year, that is going to be a feat that is very highly unlikely.
Through the chair, or to the chair, Senator Hoffman, the governor recognizes that the budget is an iterative process. His proposed budget relies on a draw from the savings account. As noted in prior meetings, the legislature may take other actions, and that he is willing to have the conversations about what those actions result in. But at this point, his budget proposes a draw from the savings.
Chairman Stedman, you have a question?
Yes, I'd like to get an idea, Mr. Chairman, if we adjust this dividend, which is a statutory payout, if that dividend was 50-50 of the 5% or a 75-25 split, what that deficit number would move, that 996 number, negative. If she could help us with that, it would be appreciated.
Mr. Rector.
Through the chair, Senator Stedman, going off my recollection here, a 50-50 dividend would change the deficit about $450 million, if I'm recalling correctly. So the deficit would be reduced to about $500 million.
And the 75-25?
Senator Hoffman, I am not doing mental math very well right at the moment, but I believe it brings it down to about $250 million deficit, if I remember correctly.
So even with the 75-25 dividend, we would be facing $250 million deficit. Any other questions by members of the committee? Please proceed, Ms. Sanders.
On slide 3, in a previous committee before a previous presentation before this committee, I was asked to bring back an updated 10-year fiscal outlook for the committee's purview. This is updated to incorporate the amendments and the supplementals that have been proposed by the governor. As we've discussed in previous committees, you see the draw in 2025 of the just under $1 billion. And this depletes savings in fiscal year 2027.
Questions on this slide? Okay. Please proceed.
On slide number 4, at the committee's request, we have provided an updated operating budget by agency SWOOP graph for unrestricted general funds. Also at the committee's request, we included the FY 2024 management plan budgets with supplementals for a comparison to the prior year. As you can see and has been noted in the past, the largest appropriations for agency operations is to the Department of Education and Early Development and the Department of Health, which provide about collectively 41% of the state's operating budget.
Questions on this slide? Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If we adjusted the education funding from the proposed budget to last year's or the current year's enacted budget, what would our deficit be at the 25%, 75-25% dividend split?
Through the chair, Senator Stedman, if possible, I'd like to follow up with the committee with exact calculations, and I would prefer not to do mental math right now. I think having firm numbers for the committee would be a benefit.
You provide that to the committee and we'll pass that information on. Further questions? Director, please proceed.
Thank you. So beginning on slide 5, we've broken the next few slides down between operating and capital amendments and supplementals. So I'm going to start with the governor's 2025 amendment requests. I'll walk through each agency at a high level, and as I go through, I'm happy to stop, pause, and take questions as we walk through each agency. So starting with the Department of Administration's budget, the Division of Finance is requesting a one-time $180,000 amendment. This is to address moving expenses. The Division of Finance will be moving the payroll group out of the Michael J. Burns building into the state office building and is requesting one-time funding to establish the move those offices and establish those offices. In addition, there is a Division of Finance request for $217,000 to address the Alder and Iris systems. These are the accounting systems that the state hosts. There are increases due to security and functionality modifications that are being made to that system, and it will require additional funding. In the as part of the other column, the $2 million in the other column, there are increases for the Office of Information Technology. There is a $526,000 increase for security licensing, $710,000 for 24/7 security logging, and $575,000 to maintain services as the transition from the cloud is being completed in 2024.
Questions on the Department of Administration's supplemental requests? Please continue.
In the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development, there is an increase in the Division of Corporations, Business, and Professional Licensing of $600,000 for receipts to increase the services that are being provided to constituents and reduce processing time of licenses and applications that they are working through. In addition, the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office includes a one-time continuation of $100,000 for the implementation of the Title IV alcohol statute rewrite. This was legislation that was passed previously, and the division needs additional time to implement that rewrite. Lastly, in the Division of Community and Regional Affairs, there is $430,000 of receipts to work with the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium on a natural hazard planning assistance grant to communities in Alaska. This is a three-year project that the division will be working to implement various plans across the state and communities that would like assistance.
Questions on Community and Regional Affairs? Seeing none, please proceed.
Thank you. In the Department of Education and Early Development, there are two changes. One is $75,000 to implement a convening under the Alaska Reads Act. This was a a requirement in the Alaska Reads Act, and the department needs funding to provide this annual panel to provide recommendations on any implementation changes to the State Board of Education. In addition, there is $51,900 in general fund match for the Carl D. Perkins Career and Technical Education Federal Award. The department receives approximately $5.8 million annually, and the required match this year is $293,000. This increment allows the department to fully expend the federal funding and meet the requirement for the match.
Questions on the education budget? Please proceed.
There are two items in the Department of Environmental Conservation. One is a change that was requested initially in the governor's budget. The department is relocating their air laboratory. The funding was requested as $87,000 for 1 year. Due to the need to start that transition sooner, we have requested a multi-year appropriation as a supplemental, and we'll talk about that later on another slide. So this would reduce that $87,000 and add the multi-year as a supplemental. In addition, there is just over $1 million for federal inflation reduction grant that DEC was awarded to conduct an emissions inventory project. This is a four-year project that will catalog the emissions across the state.
Questions? Please proceed.
In the division, or excuse me, the Department of Family and Community Services, there is one item, a total of just over $1.6 million for the completion of a juvenile justice counselor study. The Division of Labor Relations and Personnel, or excuse me, Division of Personnel and Labor Relations within the Department of Administration completed a recent study that resulted in changes in pay for the juvenile justice counselors. The $1.6 million addresses that pay change in the 2025 budget.
Questions? Please proceed.
In the Department of Fish and Game, there are two items in the state subsistence area. The first is $205,000 for continual operational increases. As the division has been experiencing increase in contracts and the commodities, there is a request to be able to fulfill their mission. And then in addition, there is a $210,000 increase of federal Pittman-Robertson funds that the subsistence area completes on behalf of wildlife conservation.
Please proceed.
Mr. Chairman. On the fish and game budget, we've got an unprecedented economic turmoil in the fisheries industries. Administration going to, or are they contemplating bringing forward a response plan for assisting the fishing industry in the current predicament?
Through the chair, Senator Stedman, it is my understanding that the commissioner of the Department of Fish and Game and the commissioner of the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development are working on what a plan would look like to address the needs in the state.
Mr. Chairman.
I was just curious if we could ask for when we should expect that to come forward, because it looks like there's more money being spent than what we have. So something's got to give along the way.
Through the chair, Senator Stedman, I will follow up and see if there is timing from those commissioners. Follow up with the committee.
And I would add to that, I think that this is of particular importance because this industry provides millions of dollars of employment to thousands of people in Alaska, and it's critical that we handle this judiciously. Please proceed.
Thank you. Within the Department of Health, the largest change reflected here is both in federal receipts, $293 million, and $21 million for Medicaid estimates. On December 15th, the Department of Health provided the Medicaid projection, and this amendment brings that projection on the books as a request. There was a recent release of an updated projection provided last week. We would need to make an amendment to incorporate that change, which was very minor. I think it was less than $800,000 in unrestricted general funds. In addition, there is a request for $2 million for the Department of Health to continue their congenital syphilis efforts in Alaska. Happy to take any questions.
Questions? Seeing none, please proceed.
In the Department of Labor and Workforce Development, there are two changes. One is for the State Training and Employment Program, or the STEP program. It's about $1.6 million in an increased authority. They anticipate projected revenue is increasing, and therefore they need additional authority to provide grants to serve Alaskans. The second item is $118,000 for the Workers' Compensation Hearing Officer study. The Division of Personnel and Labor Relations recently completed that study, and it will be implemented in 2025.
Mm-hmm. Any questions on labor and workforce development? Please proceed.
The Department of Natural Resources has two increases. One is $578,000 for their lease in Fairbanks. for the Division of Geological and Geophysical Surveys. The department had a 10-year lease that recently expired. They worked with the Department of Transportation's Facility Services to identify a new lease and were unable to find a new location that met the needs of that division. So they are renewing the lease, and there is an increased cost of $578,000. In addition, the Division of Geological and Geophysical Surveys is working to stand up a geothermal characterization effort in their division. This is a project that will collaborate with the university and other entities that are working on geothermal work throughout Alaska.
Any questions? Please proceed.
In the Department of Public Safety, the first item is a request to implement the compensation study for the forensic scientists 1, 2, and 3. An outside entity completed a classification study, and after the review by the Division of Personnel and Labor Relations, the result is an increase in compensation for this classification, and therefore that funding is included in the budget. In addition, there is 2 new items. One is for the new Division of Victim Services. The department is consolidating all victim services into a new division. And after further evaluation of that division, it was determined that a new division director to oversee that division will be necessary. So there is a request for that new division director. And there is also a request for a new forensic scientist 4 in chemistry. This is related to work that the state's toxicity lab testing is being completed. So as the Department of Public Safety has cases involving alcohol or marijuana driving under the influence, there are tests that are being completed, and there is a testimony and work that is completed between the Department of Public Safety and the Department of Law in bringing those course cases to court, and the department needs an expert on staff in that is knowledgeable in that area. Lastly, there are 2 technical corrections in the Department of Public Safety backing out federal receipts that were one-time in nature associated with COVID funding. That was an oversight in the governor's budget.
Senator Bishop.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Good morning.
Ms. Sanders, could you get back to the committee and provide the chair with what's it cost to do a classification study per PCN? Thank you.
Through the chair, Senator Bishop, yes, we can look at what that takes.
Thank you, Senator Bishop. Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Sanders, there are some proposals in here, I think, using the Restorative Justice Fund and providing some, I think, valuable resources, especially for victim services. Are those based on the governor's proposed PFD level? And if so, if a lesser amount ends up in there, do we need to replace that authorization with something?
Through the chair, Senator Keel, the Restorative Justice account is actually based on the prior year's dividends. So, and there are technical adjustments in this amendment to correct the allocation that provides the funding where the funding goes by statute. There's a certain range, and so we did provide the corrections. There were 2 areas that were at 4% when they should have been at 3%.
So. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Keel. Public safety continues to be an important issue, and I'd like to thank the governor's office for including additional VPSO officers in the budget. But Senator Olson, during your committee oversight, can you find out from the department if they're going to do anything additional to recruit and fill those positions? That seems to be a major stumbling block. Do you have comments, Senator Olson?
Mr. Chairman, I agree that recruitment and retention are one of the key items that we try to see with the VPSO program, and I'd be glad to go ahead and look into that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Please proceed.
Thank you. Moving on to the Department of Revenue, there are two changes for the Child Support Enforcement Division. The first is a another classification study for Child Support Specialist Group. This, again, was recently completed and will be implemented this year and provides an increase in the salaries that covers both general funds and federal funds. In addition, there is a fund source change from federal receipts to UGF for non-federally reimbursed costs. This is due to each year the division evaluates the eligibility of the children that they are collecting child support payments from, and if they are no longer eligible under Title IV, those costs are no longer reimbursed by the feds, and that number has been declining, so the department needs additional general funds to continue the work in child support.
Questions by the committee? Seeing none, please proceed.
In the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, the first item I will note is a technical correction. Last year, in 2024, there was a $10 million appropriation for the Alaska Marine Highway System. That $10 million was not reversed out in the governor's budget and was noted by Ledge Finance. We are putting forward a technical correction to ensure that we are starting in the same place. There are two increases in general funds. One is $654,000 in facility services for rising utility costs across the state. This division has experienced a 15% increase in their utility costs. And within highways, there is a $500,000 increase for agricultural road maintenance. This is to address roads that may not have a particular oversight and need addressed. For example, they would be scraped so that the potholes, or they have various grasses that have overgrown on the road. And so this would allow the department to either contract or pay for staff to run a blade over the area to ensure safety on those roads. Lastly, there are several items in the 2025 budget for the international airport systems. We spoke about some of these items in our supplemental overview, which had to do with audit and financial services. There are also amendments in this package that deal with training and screening programs, as well as an increase for a parking contract at the Ted Stevens International Airport, and lastly, a police and fire class study that was completed.
Senator Bishop.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. Sanders, I want to go back to the $500,000 for agricultural road maintenance. While I support the agriculture industry, I also support the everyday roads that all of our constituents drive on, specifically in my district. Residents from Tanana driving the road once they cross the Yukon by boat to get to their vehicle, that road is in dire need of maintenance, and I would like to see the same contribution to our rural residents. And as far as getting from the Steese Highway from Central to Circle, and I applaud the governor for reopening the Central Station, but we have a serious lack of maintenance funding in DOT for everyday roads around the state.
Thank you, Senator Bishop. Do you have a response to that comment?
Through the chair, Senator Bishop noted, and I will also state that there is a capital project that we'll talk about on the next slide for completion of bridges and roads. And I know that there are areas where the department is making efforts to quickly address road maintenance issues that we're facing across the state.
Thank you, Senator Bishop. Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Sanders, I guess two questions on this one. The first is that I notice it's specifically for roads that are non-governmental. Have you talked with the Department of Law about meeting the public purpose test on that? The second question would be, I notice it's in one particular DOT region. There are certainly a fair amount of ag production in the Matanuska River Valley. There's some in the Chilkat River Valley. Is this funding going to help maintain private farm roads around the state or just in a particular area?
Through the chair, Senator Keel, to your first question, no, I have not talked to the Department of Law. Happy to have that conversation and follow up with them. Second, I would need to defer to DOT on the areas that are covered with this funding.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Keel. Further questions? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Sanders, I guess one of the questions that I have for you is that as we look at the STIP debacle that's going on throughout the state, are we anticipating an amended supplemental that's going to be coming from that issue?
Through the chair, Senator Olson, thank you for that question. I was going to talk about the State Transportation Improvement Program on the next slide. I would say it's too premature to say whether or not there will be amendments as the department's working through that process. And my understanding, which is limited, is that the STIP is addressing projects in the future. So it wouldn't be for the current year. It would be for next year.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Olson.
I guess if you're going to address it at a future slide, I'd be glad it wouldn't wait for that response.
Thank you, Senator Olson. Further questions on DOT? Ms. Sanders.
Thank you. In the university's budget, there is a one-time, a reversal of a mental health trust, mental health trust authority appropriation that was requested in the governor's budget. This reversal was requested at the mental health trust and university's request. They will not be performing the study that was funding, paying for the $50,000. And then lastly, as I noted earlier, under fund capitalizations, there are adjustments to the restorative justice calculation. This results in an additional $198,000 being deposited into the Crime Victim Compensation Fund, increasing those funds from $991,000 to just under $1.2 million. Again, this was a correction in the allocation methodology and to ensure that we're following the statutory guidelines.
Thank you. Senator Bishop, we had conversations last week about teachers and turnover and whether or not the university was addressing that properly. Could you review that conversation for the committee, please? The turnover, the fact that we're losing how many teachers per year, and we're training 1/10 of that.
Right. We still have a serious shortfall. The university's had a program in place, and I can't tell you today exactly how well it's staffed and how well it's funded, but to reach out to rural Alaska for recruitment of rural teachers to come in to the university to help our shortfall in rural Alaska. But obviously we're not doing enough because we still have a high teacher turnover in some parts of rural Alaska, and it's evidenced by the school districts that came through my office. So I'll follow up with the university and report back to the chair.
Thank you, Senator Bishop. As a committee of the whole and myself chairing that committee, I think that the university system should be looking at where we have shortfalls. I know we did this several years ago with nurses, and we made some inroads to get additional nurses to service the people of Alaska. But education is equally as critical, and the gap between training teachers and the number of teachers that are leaving is critical, and I think that the university should reassess what they're doing in this area, and hopefully we can bring that up to the committee and get a response from the university and get additional support to fill that gap from the administration. Further questions on the university's budget? Please proceed.
Okay, I'm going to move to slide number 6, which is Governor's amended request in the capital budget. I'll start at the top with the Department of Administration. This is a $1 million request for the Division of Office of Information Technology, Office of Information Technology, to replace aging infrastructure such as on-premise servers. This is an ongoing capital project that annually we have to address as the infrastructure continues to age.
Question? Please proceed.
In the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development, we have a few items. The first is there is a $15 million federal request for broadband digital equity capacity grant program. Commerce is receiving an increased federal award for that project. In the Division of Insurance, there are two requests. One is for $2.5 million of designated general funds, and one is for $5 million in other receipts. And both of these projects are healthcare related. One is for the Division of Insurance to address a healthcare cost and reimbursement analysis. This is to develop a comprehensive healthcare reimbursement reform package. The second is for the Department of Health, in working with the Division of Insurance to complete demonstration projects and innovative research projects related to healthcare costs in Alaska.
Questions? Please proceed. Senator Bishop.
Yes. Ms. Sanders, is part of that funding coming out of the ACHEA funds?
Through the chair, Senator Bishop, yes. I believe it's the $5 million.
Okay, so is the administration not concerned if there were to be a run on the bank, so to speak, of a certain insurance company and a failure to pay, because that's kind of what this money's for, right?
Through the chair, Senator Bishop, yes, that is my understanding, and there was not a concern about utilizing a small portion of that fund.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bishop. Please proceed.
In the Department of Environmental Conservation, there are two items. One is federal federal receipt authority for $2.9 million for grants for small water systems. This funding was allocated through the Bipartisan Infrastructure Funding Act, and the grants will provide supports in various communities, such as obtaining emergency generators, addressing emerging contaminants, and completing required lead service line inventory. In addition, there is a $300,000 general fund request for food safety and sanitation program. This is a replacement of their information management system that documents the food issues as they are reported in Alaska. This is a national system that the state will be utilizing. Other states are using it already.
I like the sound of that bipartisan infrastructure bill. Please proceed.
In the Department of Fish and Game, there is a reduction of $7.5 million. In the governor's budget, there was a request to replace a research vessel. Since that budget was released, Trident has come forward and offered to donate a vessel to the state of Alaska. So we are removing the request for $7.5 million from the budget. In the supplemental on a later slide, there is a $3 million request to get started on outfitting that vessel. And so there's a separate request for that.
Questions? Senator Bishop.
Well, I appreciate Trident's offer, but are you confident that the two department employees have the wherewithal and the knowledge, having looked at this vessel, that they have the wherewithal to make a judgment call that this is an asset and not going to be a further liability? That's my question. So you don't have to get back to me right now, but I think it's something that we should take a look at, because I've looked at these two. It says two ADF&G boat officers have inspected the vessel. I'd just like to know, do they have marine survey capabilities and know what they're looking at? That's all.
Thank you, Senator Bishop. If we can get that information to the committee, particularly on the marine surveys, is very critical. Please proceed.
Thank you. In the Department of Law, there is a request for $385,000 of federal receipt authority. The Department of Law was granted a federal award to modernize their technology. This would allow the Department of Law to collect that federal receipt and move forward on work on their information technology system. In the Department of Military and Veteran Affairs, we have a federal receipt authority for two federal congressionally directed spending. One is $655,000 for the Seward Bear Creek Service Area flood mitigation, and the second is just over $5.1 million for rock slide mitigation in Skagway. This would allow the Department of Military and Veteran Affairs to collect the federal receipts and pass that along to the communities.
Questions? Please proceed.
Okay. The last item on this slide is the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. The budget that was released on December 14th included an estimate of the federal program match for the Airport Improvement Program and the Surface Transportation Improvement Program, or the STIP. The amendments before the committee are based on the submission in January of the state's STIP plan that was recently noted by Senator Olson. So if there were any additional changes that were necessary, we would need to bring forward additional amendments to this committee.
Senator Olson.
I want to thank her for looking forward to that, or looking ahead to that possibility.
Thank you, Senator Olson. Further questions on DOT?
Right. I will move to slide number 7 to discuss the operating supplemental items that were included in the budget. Under the Department of Environmental Conservation, I noted this item earlier today. There is $87,500 for the air lab relocation. This was in the governor's budget. I'd like to move it to be a multi-year supplemental so that the department can get started on that relocation sooner than later and not be restricted in having to complete that move within the short time before the end of the fiscal year. In the Department of Public Safety, there is a $100,000 UGF reduction. There was an error in the calculation for a salary study implementation. It was overstated by $100,000, and so we are putting forward a correction to that. Lastly, under special appropriations, as I noted in the earlier supplemental release, we receive judgments and settlements from the Department of Law throughout session. There were two additional items that were put forward, and so we are bringing them to the committee's attention.
Any questions on this slide? Ms. Saunders.
Thank you. And then lastly, under the capital supplemental items, as I noted earlier, under Fish and Game, the first item is $3 million of general funds to retrofit that Trident vessel that the Department of Fish and Game's hoping to obtain. There are three items in the Department of Natural Resources. The first is a federal grant for Alaska Carbon Capture Utilization and Storage Database. That represents a portion of the federal receipts on the slide. There is also an additional $2.2 million in federal receipts for resilient food system infrastructure grants in Alaska. And lastly, there is $1.2 million for the Division of Fire Protection Fleet Maintenance and fleet maintenance and replacement. And then lastly, in the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, there is $8 million in general funds to address the deterioration of the Dalton Highway. There is significant damage to that road that needs to be completed so that trucks can continue to move along that highway.
Questions regarding the overview? Does that conclude your remarks? Do you have any questions on the presentation this morning of the OMB director? Thank you for that presentation, Ms. Sanders. That concludes the meeting this morning. Are there any final comments that committee members might have? Seeing none, our next meeting, our next hearing will be this afternoon at 1:30 here in the Senate Finance Room. The committee will consider Senate Bill 34, Citizen Advisory Committee in Federal Areas, and Senate Bill 82, Cook Inlet New Administration Areas Permit Buyback. With that, we will be adjourned. It is 9:45. We're adjourned.